后的一晚布道会。
Tonight is our last evening of evangelical service.
那我们在请梁传道正道以前呢，先请我们本地的诗班啊上来献诗。
Before we invite Preacher Liang to give the message, we would like to ask the choir to make a presentation.
Thank you. 感谢主，达拉斯教会的唱诗班给我们非常美妙的诗歌。
Thank God for the wonderful voices of the Dallas Church Choir.
啊，在世界上很多的音乐里面，我们发现圣乐是不一样。
There are many types of music in this world, but we find that hymnals are different.
啊，很多的音乐都是挑动我们的情绪。
Many music can affect our emotions.
啊，但是圣乐是要安定我们的心。
But hymnals are to rest our heart.
啊，所以一个人啊，心里很烦躁啊，听了多的圣乐之后，他的心就很平静。
So if someone is troubled in their heart after hearing hymnals, they can have peace in heart.
因为圣乐里面有生命。
Because there is life in the hymn.
啊，这里面是以神为中心的。
Because it is God as the focus.
啊，这是我们在听音乐当中一个很不同的感觉。
Therefore, when we listen to this music, we have a different feeling.
啊，今天晚上啊，我们要来看主耶稣的一个自我介绍。
And tonight we will look at a self-introduction of Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音。
Read in the Gospel John.
啊，约翰福音十五章。
Gospel John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
Gospel John chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
啊，这里主耶稣在自我介绍。
Here Jesus Christ self-introduces.
我们知道主耶稣的讲道非常独特。
We know that the preachings Jesus give is very unique.
他用最简单的生活中的一些例子来开始。
He uses the simplest examples in our lives.
你看天上的飞鸟。
Look at the birds in the air.
你看野地的百合。
Look at the lilies of the valley.
你看一粒的芥菜种。
Look at a mustard seed.
你看天上的天气。
Look at the weather.
这些平常最容易看得到的事情，主耶稣能够把它用来讲最深奥的道理。
These things that we can see in our everyday lives, Jesus can use to preach a profound gospel.
如果我们读英文圣经。
If we read an English version,
有很多英文圣经啊，主耶稣讲的话用红字打出来。
In many English Bibles, the words spoken by Jesus is printed in red font.
有人把它算过啊。
And someone counted it.
这个四福音里面，主耶稣讲过的话大概600多句。
In the four Gospels, Jesus spoke about 600 phrases.
好。 这实在是不多了。四福音里面很多话都是重复的。
And that's not much because there are many repetitive messages in the four gospels.
我们知道亚洲受到孔子的思想影响很大。
We know that the Asian society is affected by Confucius.
哦，那孔子写一本书叫做《论语》，很大本。
And he wrote a book.
哦，但是主耶稣讲这个六百句还不到孔子那一本书大概不到一半。
And the book written by Confucius was very thick, but Jesus' spoken words were much fewer.
但这六百多句的话就是真理。
But in these 600 phrases is the truth.
非常有力量。
Very powerful.
有影响好多的人。
And affected many people.
好多的人一生就是在传扬他的话。
And many people spend their whole lives spreading his word.
好多人一生就是要遵行他的话。
And many people spend their whole lives to follow in his word.
要做他的门徒。
To become his disciples.
只有一个解释，就是他就是神成为人来地上。
And there's only one explanation, is that he is God who came to this world.
有人这样说。
Someone said.
说有人的地方就有问题。
If there is people, then there is the existence of problems.
世界上没有天堂。
In the world, there is no heaven.
有一次我跟一个信徒，他是从瑞士来的。
Once I talked to a member who is from Switzerland.
哦，我很好奇他为什么会信耶稣。
I was very curious why he believed in Jesus.
我大概跟他谈了两个钟头。
And I talked to him for 2 hours.
这两个钟头里面呢，他大概提到他的朋友、亲戚或者他所认识里面至少有三个自杀。
And in what he said, his friends, at least 3 of the people that he knew or his relatives committed suicide.
啊，如果你去找这个网络的资料，世界上最好住的地方在哪里？是在瑞士。
If you go to the internet and search where is the best place to live on this world, it's actually in Switzerland.
哦，瑞士的风景如画。
The views in Switzerland are very idyllic.
哦，瑞士的社会福利是最好的。
And their benefits in the society is the best.
那为什么很多人自杀？
Why do many people commit suicide?
就是有问题没有办法解决。
Because people cannot solve their problems.
所以有人的地方就有问题。
So wherever there is people, there is problems.
但是有神的地方就有答案。
But where there is God, there is solution.
这真的很奇妙。
This is very amazing.
神无所不在。
God is everywhere.
神无所不能。
God can do all things.
所以有神的地方，人类的问题就有答案。
So wherever God is, then there is a resolution for human problems.
那神对人类问题的答案是什么？
What is the answer for human problems?
就是耶稣基督。
And it is Jesus Christ.
所以有时候我们遇到问题啊，我们想了好多的方法怎么去解决。
Sometimes when we encounter problems, we think of all ways to resolve it.
我们花了好多的钱去请教心理医生。
We may spend a lot of money to see a psychiatrist.
请教的所谓的专家。
Who is an expert.
那有时候我发现呢，对事情没有帮助。
But sometimes it does not help with the problem.
那回到圣经里面来讲，神解决人类的问题，简单道理没有办法相信。
But when we return to the Bible, such simple doctrines, they're not able to believe.
人类问题的答案就是耶稣基督本身。
The answer to all problems is Jesus Christ himself.
我们问几个重要的问题。
We can ask several important questions.
请问人要怎么才能够得到满足？
How can human beings obtain contentment?
这是一个很简单的问题啊。
This is a very simple question.
请问答案在哪里？
Where is the answer?
我们现在已经走错了方向。
We already took the wrong direction.
一直往物质去追求。
We continue to pursue the material.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live by bread alone.
食物是物质的。
Food is material.
物质可以满足你肉体的需要。
What is material can satisfy your fleshly needs.
那心的需要怎么办？
What about the spiritual needs?
还需要神口里所出来的话。
We need every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
所以耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
So Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来，你就得到满足了。
If you come to me, then you will receive contentment.
这么简单，是不需要钱的。
This is so simple, and it's free.
只要用心来追求它，你生命就很满足了。
As long as you spend your heart to come pursue after him, you will receive contentment.
我们再想第二个问题。
And we think of the second question.
人活着要做什么？
What do we do as humans when we live?
有一个中学生到教会来慕道。
There was a person that came to True Seek.
那一天、讲题就是人生的意义。
That day's topic is the meaning of life.
那回去就问他爸爸。
And he went home and asked his father.
说爸爸，人活着要做什么
？Say, father, what do we do as a human on earth?
这个爸爸跟他讲啊、哦，你呀、啊，书读好就好，不要想这么多了。
The father told him, as long as you study, and then that's good enough.
可是爸爸讲的也是对啦，你学生书读好就好。
And the father's answer is also correct. You're a student, so you should just study.
但是这个问题也可能他爸爸也回答不出来啊。
But perhaps the father cannot answer his question.
人活着要做什么
？What do people do living on this earth？
你真的是活着为读书吗
？What are you living for studying？
读书是为什么
？Why do you study？
常常是为着工作。
For working later on。
你活着是为工作吗
？Are you living to work？
那太辛苦了。
And that's too toilsome。
工作是为生活。
And to work is so that you can live。
然后再回来，那生活为什么
？So then the question comes back, why do you live？
忽然间你没有答案了。
Then you have no answer。
所以我们人活得很忙。
So we live a busy life。
好像车子在外面开得很快。
Seems like it's a car driving very fast.
那人问你说：“你开这么快去哪里？”
And some people may ask, "You're driving so fast. Where are you going?"
答不出来。
And you cannot give them an answer.
答不出来，你开这么快做什么
？But if you cannot give a reply, then why are you driving so fast?
你生活这么忙有什么意义
？What is the meaning in letting your life be so busy?
请问你在追求什么
？What are you pursuing after?
真的答不出来。
And you cannot give an answer.
那主耶稣说
，But Jesus said,
我就是世界的光。
I am the light of this world.
跟从我，你就不在黑暗里面走。
Those who follow me will no longer walk in darkness.
人生就有一个方向。
Then you have a direction in life.
我们就知道我们为什么活着。
Then we know why we live.
目标很清楚。
And the goal is very clear.
那目标很清楚，你每一步往前努力都是很有意义的。
And when the goal is clear, then every step you take forward is very meaningful.
看得见是暂时的。
Because what you can see is temporary.
看不见是永远的。
What you cannot see is eternal.
主耶稣要把我们从暂时的世界带到永恒的世界。
Jesus Christ wants to bring us from this temporary world to an eternal world.
要把我们从物质界带到灵界。
He wants to bring us from a materialistic world into a spiritual realm.
要从把我们从短暂的今生带到来世的永恒。
From a transient world into the everlasting world.
主耶稣来，这个光一照，我们就看到了我们人为什么活着。
When Jesus comes and shines his light, then human beings know why we live.
没有耶稣这个光，你找不到答案。
Without the light of Jesus, you cannot find an answer.
所以耶稣是人类重要问题的答案。
So Jesus Christ is the answer to the important questions of human beings.
有人很怕死。
Some people are very afraid of dying.
曾经有一个姐妹。
There's a sister.
她妈妈都不信主。
Her mother does not want to believe in God.
那个姐妹又很热心。
But the sister is very zealous.
每一次传道到她那个地方做工，她就接待她传道到她家住。
Every time a preacher comes to her area, she will receive him into her home.
那这传道看到她妈妈哦，她姐妹这么热心，她妈妈不信，实在是。心很着急啊。
And when the preacher saw that the sister is very zealous, but her mother does not believe, and the preacher is very worried in his heart.
所以就跟他谈道理。
So he preached the gospel to her.
好像听又不听这样。
And she seems like she's listening, but yet she's not.
后来这个工人就问他妈妈一个问题。你知道你死了以后要往哪里去吗
？At the end, the sister asked her mother a question. Do you know where you will go after you die?
这个下猛药了，一下去啊，那个他妈妈三天睡不着觉。
And this is a very potent medicine. After she heard these words, her mother couldn't sleep for three nights.
因为年纪大的人很怕人提到死这一个字。
Because the elderly are very afraid of people mentioning the word death.
因为这个没有解的一个问题啊。
Because this question has no answer.
所以人啊，年纪越大，你越怕人就庆祝生日。
So when you get older, you're more and more afraid of people celebrating your birthday.
可是我看那个敬老会哦，好像这个年纪怎么65岁，最好是70岁啊。
Sometimes when we have a ceremony to honor the elderly, and we see people who are in their 60s and 70s.
这个年纪弄得越大，我们离开越远越好。
And it seems that it's better to get away from those who are older.
但是你要怎么办呢、啊？面对死亡这个问题怎么解决
？But when you face the question of death, how can you resolve the issue?
耶稣说：“我就是生命，我就是复活。”
Jesus said, "I am the life and the resurrection."
信我的，死了还要再活过来。
Those who believe in me will resurrect after they die.
你就发现答案就在这里、啊、
And this is the answer.
哇，人生重要的问题都在这里、啊耶稣就是答案。
Important questions of humankind is all here.
所以人
is the answer.
人生啊，不认识耶稣，那个损失真的是没有办法形容的。
So the loss of not knowing Jesus is hard to explain.
因为你重要的问题，你根本就没有答案了。
Because such important questions, you cannot find answers to.
啊，今天我们来想一个问题。
Today, let's ponder upon the question.
人要怎么才能够改变自己？
How do humankind change themselves?
这个很重要啊。
This is very important.
有时候我们常常想要怎么改变别人。
Many times we may think how to change other people.
大家都会有一个经验。
And we may all have an experience.
如果丈夫要改变太太。
If a husband wants to change a wife.
到最后一定失望。
At the end, they will be disappointed.
有时候小孩子要，爸爸妈妈要改变小孩子。
Sometimes parents want to change their children.
你就一直唠叨，一直讲。
And you continue to nag them.
那个小孩子有时候受不了，他申请学校，申请到好远的地方去。
And sometimes the children cannot take it anymore, and they will apply for a college far away from home.
你发现你很难改变孩子。
So you will find that it's hard to change your children.
所以我们要改变哪一个人，到最后你都会发现会失望的。
So if you try to change another person, you will become disappointed at the end.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们都很难改变自己。
Because it's hard for us to even change ourselves.
那我们要怎么去改变别人呢
？Then how can we change others?
但是有时候我们就是问题就在这里。我们常常觉得人际之间的问题是因为别人有问题。
And the problem is that we always think if there's a problem between us and someone else.The problem always lies with the other person.
所以如果只要别人改变了，我们夫妻，我们只要丈夫改变了，夫妻就没有问题。
So we may think that if the husband changes, then the relationship between the spouse will be fine.
或者太太改变了，我们就没有问题了。
Or if my wife would change, then our relationship would be fine.
那就这样就很难了，因为没有一个人想说我要改变我自己。
So then this becomes difficult because no one will think, how do I change myself?
有一次在这个神学训练班啊，这个 TTP 哦，传道训练班。
Once in a theological training program,
那有一个神学生啊，就看起来很忧愁。
There's a theological student who looked very troubled.
那讲员就问他什么事情。
So the preacher asked him what's wrong.
他说我太太说他想要从那个公司辞职。
And he said that my wife wanted to quit from her company.
那又找不到新的工作。
And she cannot find a new job.
那他的先生就很了解他太太。
And this husband understand this wife.
他先生跟他讲。
And the husband told the wife.
你先改变你自己。
Change yourself first.
那你改变你自己过了一段时间。
After you change yourself for a period of time.
如果你觉得那个公司还不好，你再辞职。
If you feel that the company is still not good, then you can quit at that time.
那怎么改变呢
？How do I change?
你祷告，我也跟你一起祷告。
Just pray, and I will pray with you.
后来过了一段时间了。
After a period of time.
那个先生说，他太太不换工作了。
The husband said the wife no longer wants to change jobs.
现在在公司里面上班很好。
And now she is very happy in the company.
原来当他开始改变的时候，他发现旁边的人都改变了。
So when she started to change herself, she realized that the people around her also changed.
很显然，她在公司里面做的不顺，是因为她本身有问题。
So it's apparent that she was not able to be smooth in her company because of her own problem.
所以今天呢，怎么我们能够改变我们自己呢
？So today, how do we change ourselves?
有一个弟兄啊，他是离婚以后才来信主的。
There's a brother who came to believe after he was divorced.
他是正在离婚的时候啊，无处可走，很痛苦，跑到教会里面的慕道。
It was during his process of getting divorced that he was very sorrowful and he came to church to truth seek.
后来他信主以后，他讲一句话。
After he believed in Jesus, he spoke one word.
我只要早一年哦，跟我太太都来信耶稣，我今天不会离婚了。
And he said that if I came to believe in God a year earlier, then I would not have gotten a divorce with my wife.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果早一年来认识主耶稣，
Because if he got to know God a year earlier,
能够真的有一种更新改变，
then you're able to renew and change.
个性能够改变，
you can change your personality.
婚姻就没有问题了，
then you will have no problems.
他认识耶稣太晚了，
and so
晚了， 慢了一年。
he come to know Jesus too late.
所以有时候我们常常发现了，像小孩子怎么，你怎么去改变孩子？
So,
父母怎么去改变孩子？
So how does a parent, how does a set of parents change their children?
真的有一个阿嬷，她很爱她的孙子。
There's a grandma who loved her grandchild very much.
她这个孙子啊，父母两个都是高等教育的。
This grandchild's parents all have a high education.
没有办法教她的，但是没有办法教她的女儿。
But cannot teach their daughter.
因为她女儿如果一生气就钻到床下去了。
Because once the daughter gets angry, she will hide under the bed.
不晓得怎么办。
And they don't know what to do.
后来那个他的祖母就想说带他来教会参加学生联会。
So the grandmother thought that to bring the granddaughter to spiritual convocation.
他妈妈说你不要带他去了，不要一天他就打电话去又叫他回去。
And the mother said, don't take her there because after a day, she will call for us to take her home.
他阿嬷说试试看嘛。
But the grandma said, let's just try it.
真的很奇妙。
Very amazingly.
他的孙女在教会住一个礼拜。
The granddaughter lived in church for a week.
学生联会回去以后。
After student spiritual convocation.
变另外一个人。
She changed to a different person.
不会跟父母顶嘴。
She will not talk back to the parents.
会帮忙做家事。
And she will help out with chores at home.
改变非常大。
And she transformed.
他父母都觉得很惊讶。
And the parents were very amazed.
教会里面也没有辅导专家。
There is no expert counselors in church.
那到底教会是怎么改变他的女儿呢？
How did this church change her daughter?
读圣经。
Through reading the Bible.
祷告。
And praying.
团契。
And fellowship.
就这样一个礼拜就改变了。
And just that for one week, she was transformed.
所以这个教会里面带给人生命的改变是真实的。
So the change within church that one can change a life is true.
是有很多很美妙见证的。
And there are many miracles, amazing testimonies.
因此主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树。
So Jesus said, I am the true vine.
为什么他要加一个真？
Why does he have to add the word true?
因为下面说，我父是栽培的人。
Because then it says, my father is the gardener.
他的父就是天上的神。
His father is the God in heaven.
很多的葡萄树都是人栽培的。
Many vines are pruned by human gardeners.
但是这一棵葡萄树是神栽培的。
But this vine is pruned by the Father God.
所以有一个分别，我是真葡萄树。
So there's a distinguishment, which is I'm the true vine.
这样也更显得这一棵真葡萄树的可贵。
So we can see the preciousness of this true vine.
因为它是天父栽培的。
Because the Father is the gardener.
那如果主耶稣是真葡萄树，
If Jesus Christ is the true vine,
那我们又是谁？
Then who are we?
请看第五节。
Read in verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。这里主耶稣说，我是葡萄树。
Here Jesus says, I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
那每个人好像是一个枝子。
So each one of us is like a branch.
那葡萄枝要常常跟葡萄树结在一起。
So the branches have to be constantly attached to the vine.
那使这个葡萄的生命能够进到枝子里面。
So that the life in this vine can go into the branches.
那这个葡萄枝就多结果子。
So then this vine can bear much fruit.
从圣经看起来，我们人类的问题在哪里？
From the Bible's point of view, where is the problem of humankind?
我们人类的问题在人性有问题。
Our problem is that we have problem with ourselves.
人性啊， humanity,
humanity.
有问题啊。因为人虽然有良心，
Because even though we have a conscience,
良心啊，会告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
Conscience will tell us what's right and what's wrong.
但是人带有肉体。
But humankind have a fleshly body.
那这个肉体就带有罪性。
And this flesh has sin attached to it.
sinful nature， 罪性在里面。
A sinful nature。
哦，因此我们人活在世界上，常常是良心跟罪性在交战。
So when we live on this earth, we have constant battles between our conscience and our sinful nature.
那这个是保罗还没有信耶稣以前呢，他自己经验过的。
And this is what Paul experienced before he came to know Jesus.
我们先看啊，罗马书第七章。
Read in Romans chapter 7.
啊，罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
啊，十八节。
Verse 18.
罗马书第七章十八节。
Romans 7 verse 18.
我也知道。在我里头，就是我肉体中没有良善，因为我立志为善，由得我，只是行出来由不得我。十九节。
Verse 19.
故事我所愿意的善我不做，我所不愿意恶我倒去做。哦，二十节。
20.
若我去做不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我们里头的罪做的。二十一节。
21.
我觉得有一个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为二十二节，按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。二十三节，按着我肢体中另外有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体犯罪的律。二十四节，我真是苦啊！谁能救我这个取死的身体呢？所以保罗在还没有信耶稣以前呢，他觉得常常很痛苦。
So before Paul believed in Jesus, he was in agony.
因为他想行的善，他行不出来。
Because what good he want to do, he cannot do.
他不想行的恶，他一直去做。
And the evil that he does not want to do, he continued to do.
所以他发现他没有自由。
So he found that he was not free.
他已经被罪控制了。
He was controlled by sin.
罪是一个权势，把人控制了。
Sin is a power that controls human kind.
我们跟保罗一样的人啊。
We're like Paul.
所以我们在世界上哦，真的。一个人要改变不简单。
So it's very difficult for a person to change.
不是不可能，不简单。
It's not impossible, but not easy.
因为有一个罪性。
Because we have a sinful nature.
人生来啊，在世界就有一个罪性。
Because once we're born, we have a sinful nature.
这个罪性怎么去改变呢？
How do we change this sinful nature?
如果罪性没有办法改变，单凭立志是不够的。
If we cannot change our sinful nature, we cannot only rely on our will.
所以我们常常是哈，今天立志。
Sometimes we will determine one day.
啊，但是明天呢，我们又后悔了。
But tomorrow we will regret.
啊，因为我们立志做不出来。
Because what we had determined, we cannot practice.
啊，所以这个保罗是很痛苦。
So Paul was in agony.
好，但是他的困难怎么解决？
How did he solve his troubles?
啊，我们看啊，第七章二十三节。
Read in chapter 7 verse 23.
二十五节啊。
25.
啊，感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了啊。这样看来，我内心顺服神的律，我的肉体全服罪的律。这里讲感谢神，靠着耶稣。
Here it says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ."
啊，那怎么靠着耶稣？
How do you rely on Jesus?
就是葡萄枝子要接在葡萄树上。
That is, the branches must be connected to the vine.
就是我们要跟主耶稣建立关系，而且要跟主耶稣连接在一起。
We have to build a relationship with God and to be connected with Jesus.
那我们这个人就可以从本质上改变。
Then we can change our original nature.
这个本质如果没有改变哦，你怎么去化妆？怎么用？啊，怎么用什么技巧，这个都没有绝对的功效的。
If you do not change your original nature, then no matter what you try to do to make yourself look better, it does not work.
啊，有一次这个纽约时报看一张报道。
Once in the New York Times, there was a news.
他说这个婚姻发生问题的，去找辅导专家哦，有效是三年到五年。
That if you have problems with your marriage and you go see a counselor, the effect will take 3 to 5 years.
但是三年五年之后，很多都是离婚。
But after 3 to 5 years, many people get a divorce.
因为他刚开始可能是因为沟通有问题。
Because in the beginning, perhaps they have problems with their communication.
因为有的人哦，没有办法沟通，一沟通就生气，就断掉了。
There are some people who cannot communicate because once they communicate, they get angry.
所以这个辅导专家就帮你建立一个沟，怎么去沟通。
So this counselor acts as a mediator to to teach you how to communicate.
哦，所以这个婚姻可以改善。
So you can improve your marriage.
但是这个本质啊，人的本质没有改变。
But the original self of a person is not changed. Original nature.
因为很多是这个自私的本性没有改变。
Because we have a selfishness that is not changed.
你虽然有良好的沟通，但是那个自私的本性如果没有改变，你婚姻还是会有问题。
Because if you do not change your original self, that selfishness, even if you have good communication, you cannot improve your marriage.
所以过了三年五年还是发生，那这次发生就没有可以了，因为这是本质上的发生问题，不是已经不是沟通问题。
So after 3 to 5 years, then the problem still exists because the problem lies within your original nature.
那这个本质的问题不是教育可以解决的。
And this is not something that can be changed by education alone.
教育水准是提高了。
Of course, educational status has raised.
知识水准是提高了。
And our knowledge and intelligence has raised.
婚姻破碎的比例没有降低。
But the rate of broken marriages has not decreased.
这个也不是经济改善能够改变的。
And this is not something that can be improved by improving in the economy.
我们的生活水准一直在提高。
Our living standards continue to increase.
但是婚姻破碎的比例没有降低。
But the rate of broken marriages are not decreased.
所以怎么在本质上改变我们自己，这个是最重要的。
So how do we change our original nature? That is most important.
那要在本质上改变我自己，你只有一条路可以走，主耶稣才是答案。
And to change ourselves, the only answer is Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣是完美的生命。
Because Jesus Christ lived a perfect life.
他的本质是良善的。
His original self is good.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
他就是爱。
He is love.
他就是光。
He is light.
这个本质是好的。
This original nature is good.
所以要被这个神的本质充满在我们里面。
So we must be filled with the original nature of God.
我们有一个改变。
So we can change.
你就发现问题的根源改变了，问题就消失了。
And you can see that the root of the problem has changed and the problem will disappear.
所以为什么说一个人如果信仰真的很虔诚，很靠近神，根本婚姻没有问题。
So why do we say that if a person is very zealous and fervent to God, then they won't have problems with their marriage?
每个人都跟主耶稣一样。
Because everyone is like Jesus.
爱仇敌为逼迫你的祷告。
They love their enemies and pray for those who persecute them.
你怎么会有发生问题？
Then how would you have problems?
所以婚姻最好的保障是什么？
So what is the best insurance for marriage?
现在有的婚姻要结婚以前要先结契约。
There are some marriages that they make a prenuptial agreement before they get married.
这个都不是真的保障。
This is not a real insurance.
现在的婚姻其实是一种赌博啊。
Today, marriages are like a gamble.
教会以内不算了，教会以外没有一个人有把握他能够结婚多久。
This is not speaking within the church, but outside of the church, people cannot guarantee that marriages will last.
为什么？
Why?
没有一个人有信心。
Because no one has this faith.
因为有一天如果问题僵在一起的时候，真的无解。
Because if one day there are problems that cannot be solved.
那为什么一个很虔诚的人，这个不是问题？
But then why is one person who is devout, this becomes not an issue?
因为神的爱在我们里面。
Because God's love is within us.
在神里面，我们都可以合一。
In God, we can unite as one.
我们观念会一致。
Our concepts will be united.
我们的个性会一致。
Our personality will be united.
目标会一致。
Our goals will be united.
价值观一致。
Our value system is united.
你怎么去分？怎么去离婚？离不来的。
How would you get a divorce then?
你已经合一了，怎么离婚？
Because you're already united in one, how can you divorce?
神在你里面，你在神里面。
You're in God and God is in you.
神在你太太里面，你太太在神里面。
God is in your wife and your wife is in God.
你怎么离婚？
How can you get a divorce?
没有办法离婚的。
You cannot get a divorce.
婚姻问题就是灵性问题。
Because if you have problems in your marriage, that means you have problems with your spirituality.
真的连结在树干，树就多结果子。
If the branches are attached to the vine, then the branches will bear much fruit.
什么叫多结果子？
What does it mean, bear much fruit?
就是跟主耶稣的生活一样。
That is to have the same life as Jesus.
你想想看。
Think about it.
圣灵的果子是什么？
What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
第一个仁爱。
First, love.
第二个喜乐。
And then joy.
再来和平。
Peace.
忍耐。
Long suffering.
恩慈。
Good.
良善。
Goodness.
信实。
Faithfulness.
温柔。
Gentleness.
节制。
Self-control.
如果两个人都被圣灵充满。
If both are filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个婚姻是在天国。
This marriage is like,、oh. is like it is in heaven.
第一个，两个有爱，神的爱在里面。
Both have the love of God within them.
神都能够把我们罪人跟他连在一起啊。
God can connect sinners like us to Him.
那这个爱在丈夫跟太太里面还会分吗？
And if this love is also in the husband and the wife, how can they separate?
第二个，因为神同在，所以很满足，很喜乐。
Secondly, because God abides with them, therefore they are full of joy.
所以有时候你看到一个人很喜乐，你会发现啊，跟这个人在一起多好。
So when you see someone who is very joyful, you would like to be around them.
那夫妻两个都很喜乐，这个家庭就在天国。
And if both husband and wife are very joyful, then you're like in heaven.
那一旦内心呢很满足。
And your heart will be satisfied.
电视大小都没有关系啊。
And it doesn't matter what, how big the TV is.
你开什么车子都没有关系啊。
It doesn't matter what type of car you drive.
真的，你的心很满足啊，对那个需求已经降低了。
Because your heart is already satisfied, therefore what you ask for in life will decrease.
在和平。
In peace.
人跟人之间很和睦。
When people have harmony,
不会喜欢跟人相争。
Then you will not fight with others.
会忍耐。
You will have patience.
对人很有恩慈。
And have kindness towards
others. 内心很良善，没有恶。
Because you're good inside, there is no evil.
如果两个人都是这样的话，家庭就是天国。
If both spouses are like this, then the family is like it's in heaven.
那现在问题在哪里？
So where's the problem this nowadays?
两个都没有爱。
Because both do not have
love. 没有爱就专看对方的缺点。
So they keep looking at other, the other's weakness.
没有爱就说好，优点记不起来，缺点永远洗不掉。
And if there is no love, you continue to remember the, other short, the other's shortcomings and cannot remember their good.
结婚十年了，还在想，哎，当初约会的时候你为什么慢一个钟头？
After getting married for 10 years already, when there's an argument, you still bring up, why were you late when we first dated?
因为没有爱。
Because there is no love.
所以那个罪就，那个错就刻在心里面。
So this wrong continue to remain within you.
那没有喜乐啊。
And then you will have no joy.
因为得不到满足啊。
Because you cannot be satisfied.
一直去外面找物质。
You continue to seek what's material.
这个新的沙发。
The new, a new sofa.
过了一段刺激没有了。
After a while, then the newness disappears.
买新的电视。
Then you buy a new TV.
过一下刺激没有了。
Afterwards, excitement goes away.
再买新的电脑。
Then you buy a new computer.
过一下刺激没有了。
Afterwards, excitement also decreases.
就天天都在想买新的东西。
So every day you're thinking of getting something new.
这样刺激。
To excite yourself.
要一时的这种快感。
For a temporary fulfillment.
那这账单一来，哦，这么高的账单。
And once the bill comes, you'll be shocked.
钱从哪里来？
Where does the money come from?
加班呢、啊、
？Then you have to work overtime.
回到家好累、啊。
And then you come back tired.
因为你的费用很高、啊。
Because you use a lot of money.
没有喜乐、啊。
And you lose joy.
这是危机的开始。
This is the beginning of crisis.
没有喜乐，就是你婚姻生活没有享受。
When there is no joy, that means you're not enjoying your marriage.
没有喜乐就是痛苦比快乐还多。
And there's no joy means that you have more suffering than happiness.
那还有什么力量能够让这个婚姻连在一起？
Then what other energy or power is there to make this marriage work?
所以生命根本的改变，家庭就改变。
So if our life can change, then our family can change.
生命根本的改变，父母子女的关系就改变。
If our life can change, then the relationship between parents and children will change.
这是人类唯一的希望。
This is the only hope for humans.
从人类的内在的本质改变。
To change our inner self.
那个答案就是主耶稣。
That answer is Jesus Christ.
所以他说，离开我，你就不能做什么。
So he says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
离开主耶稣，你就没有办法改变了。
Apart from Jesus Christ, you cannot change.
那个本质又跑回来了。
Then your sinful self will come back.
为什么？
Why?
因为神性没有了。
Because the godliness is gone.
人性又跑回来了。
And your human nature comes back.
突然间你会发现问题又出来了。
And you will realize the problems come back.
耶稣是人类问题的答案。
Jesus is the answer to human problems.
因为他说。
Because he said,
我是真葡萄树
I am the true vine.
你们是枝子
You are the branches.
枝子连在树里面就要多结果子
When the branch is connected to the vine, it will bear much fruit.
这个才是人际问题根本解决的方法
This is the solution to interpersonal relationship problems.
人跟人的问题就是反映人跟神的问题。
The relationship between human beings reflect the relationship of human beings with God.
如果我们跟神很相信，
If we are very near to God,
神的生命在我们里面很丰盛，
God's life is filled within us.
人跟人没有问题的，
Then there will be no problems between mankind.
人跟人有问题，
If there are problems between people,
表示人性有问题，
means there is problem with the human nature.
表示神性没有充满，
means the godliness is not filled within us.
就表示人跟神很疏离。
That means we are far from God.
这个就是信仰问题。
That is the problem of faith.
哦，所以信仰不只是说将来进天国。
So faith is not only that we can go to heaven in the future.
信仰是要改变你生活的品质。
Faith is to change our value in our life.
品质 quality.
The quality of our life.
我们现在一直在想生活水准。
Today we talk about living standards.
幸福不是从生活水准来的。
To be blissful is not to come from, it's not coming from our living standards.
幸福要从生活的品质来的。
Our blissfulness comes from our quality of life.
所以生活的品质就是大家在一起很和睦，很喜乐。
Quality of life is that when we're together with other people, we're very joyful.
没有自私，大家都为着彼此对方来服侍。
There is no selfishness. Everyone serves one another.
很良善，没有诡诈。
Everyone is good. There is no evil.
这个是生活品质的保障的一个原因。
This is an insurance of our quality of life.
这个只有在主耶稣里面改变我们的本性才有可能。
And this only is possible if we change ourselves in Christ.
所以我们不要想说这个在教会里面呢浪费时间，绝对不会浪费时间。
So don't think that we're wasting time in church.
带小孩子来啊，这个是。对你自己将来一个极大的保障。
Because when you bring your children here, this is your greatest insurance for the future.
如果小孩子改变了，
If your children change,
他将来婚姻一定幸福。
Then his marriage life will be very blissful.
如果小孩子改变了，
If your children change,
他到天涯海角都不会犯罪。
Then no matter where they go, they will not sin.
如果小孩子改变了，
If your children change,
你还年纪大的时候，
when you're old,
你的小孩子会很想念你。
You will, your children will remember you.
会爱你。
And they will love you.
为什么？
Why?
不是因为我们可爱。
Not because we're adorable.
是因为他里面有基督的爱。
It's because they have the love of Jesus within them.
所以他会爱你。
So they will love you.
这个家庭生活太好了。
So this family life is so great.
所以我们在信仰生活当中要知道耶稣是至宝。
So in our life of faith, life of faith, God is our insurance.
没有主耶稣，人生的问题是没解的。
Without Jesus, our problems do not have a solution.
有主耶稣是没有问题，不可以解的。
With Jesus, all problems have a solution.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
让我们一起来追求他。
So let's all pursue him.
以他为人生的中心。
And let him be our focus in life.
因为他带给我们希望。
Because he gives us hope.
唱诗。
Sing him.
401首。
401。
403号，换一首。